It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne. Good morning. In his speech from the White House last night, President Bush laid out what he called a new plan for the U.S. mission in Iraq. He said he's sending more than 20,000 additional U.S. troops and more economic aid to Iraq. The president admitted that what the U.S. has tried so far in that country has not worked. He also maintained that victory in the form of a stable, democratic Iraq can still be achieved if Americans are willing to be patient and accept more sacrifice. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
For 20 minutes, the president spoke, standing almost motionless, looking into a single camera. He began by recalling another speech he delivered from the White House just over a year ago. He described the mood of that speech coming on the heels of Iraqi elections.
We thought that these elections would bring the Iraqis together, and that as we trained Iraqi security forces, we could accomplish our mission with fewer American troops. But in 2006, the opposite happened. The violence in Iraq, particularly in Baghdad, overwhelmed the political gains the Iraqis had made.
The president said the situation in Iraq is unacceptable to the American people and to him. He added this.
Our troops in Iraq have fought bravely. They have done everything we have asked them to do. Where mistakes have been made, the responsibility rests with me.
All this came in the opening minutes of this speech. The president said it's clear that a new strategy is needed and that its primary focus had to be on security. He predicted that by bringing in more than 20,000 additional troops, they'll have the personnel to hold on to neighborhoods now held by insurgents, mostly inside Baghdad, bringing some stability to the Iraqi capital and allowing civic institutions to take root. He stressed that this will be an Iraqi operation led by Iraqis with U.S. support.
Many listening tonight will ask why this effort will succeed when previous operations to secure Baghdad did not. Well, here are the differences. In earlier operations, Iraqi and American forces cleared many neighborhoods of terrorists and insurgents. But when our forces moved on to other targets, the killers returned. This time, we will have the force levels we need to hold the areas that have been cleared.
He also said that in the past, certain violent neighborhoods and militia targets were off limits because of what the president called political or sectarian interference. Mr. Bush says he's been assured by Prime Minister Maliki that these restraints have been removed. In the past, the president has rejected timelines for the U.S. mission in Iraq, often using the phrase, "When Iraqis stand up, we'll stand down." But last night, that language was replaced by this.
I've made it clear to the Prime Minister and Iraq's other leaders that America's commitment is not open-ended. If the Iraqi government does not follow through on its promises, it will lose the support of the American people, and it will lose the support of the Iraqi people.
Failure, the president said, would be a disaster for Americans, emboldening terrorists and hostile nations who would launch attacks on the U.S. The president also said that even with his new plan, the coming year will be one of bloody violence in Iraq.
Even if our new strategy works exactly as planned, deadly acts of violence will continue, and we must expect more Iraqi and American casualties. The question is whether our new strategy will bring us closer to success. I believe that it will.
The president said he expected his proposals to prompt debate and scrutiny in Congress, where his plan is being criticized by members of both parties. Illinois Senator Richard Durbin, speaking for his fellow Democrats after the speech, called the president's plan an escalation of the war and the wrong response to what voters said in the November elections.
20,000 American soldiers are too few to end the civil war in Iraq, and too many American lives to risk on top of those we've already lost.
Today on Capitol Hill, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Secretary of Defense Robert Gates will begin defending the president's new plan before committees in the House and Senate. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
Our analysis of the president's plan continues at npr.org, where you can also hear Mr. Bush's speech.